from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
I do tend to rag on Obi-Wan Kenobi a lot, as well as the Jedi Order as a whole. But there's one being I've neglected for far too long. The littlest Jedi Master, Yoda. He has been held in the highest regard as the quintessential philosopher of our time, being compared to members of your own planet's history such as Gandhi, Socrates, and Albert Nobel. Noble, peaceful little Yoda. Comparing him to Charles Manson would be far more accurate, believe me. He was the religious leader of the entire Jedi Order, and he ruled with the velvet glove holding the iron lightsaber, kids. He was the one who called the shots. Oh, the Jedi had a council, sure, but they didn't even wipe their own asses without running it by the frog. Yoda was the one who refused proper training of Anakin Skywalker, all because he, quote, sensed much fear in him. Well, no shit, Captain Obvious. Of course he was scared. He was conned from his mother, taken away from home, put in danger countless times, and ended up being picked apart by a room full of odd-looking creatures and holy men. He was 10 years old. What did you expect? Which brings up something ugly lurking beneath the surface of the so-called benevolent holy man. His sick fascination with children. Young children. How many times have we all heard him utter the phrase, "Too old to begin training"? Too many times. Why would a 10-year-old be too old to train? Because even a 10-year-old can see through the veil of bantha crap the Order spews. So they need to get him while they're good and young, folks. He also insists on a hands-on approach to personally train these defenseless children and indoctrinate them into the Holy Order of the Jedi. He warps their minds as soon as he can. No telling how many victims of the Jedi mind trick walk through these hallowed halls. And speaking of the Jedi mind rape, did you see the way he tried to use it to steal a man's food and drink in an advertisement for Pepsi? How screwed up is that? He is the promoter and wellspring of deception from which the Jedi flow. And here's something else that's bothered me. He kills Commander Gree and another trooper at the drop of a hat. No warning whatsoever. One second, he's peacefully overseeing the Battle of Kashyyyk, safe up in his lofty little tower. And the next, he's lopping off people's heads. Can we say bipolar, kids? I knew you could. Some will argue that Gree was about to kill Yoda following Order 66. Okay, I won't argue that. But what about the Jedi mind trick? Why didn't Yoda use it to convince the troopers not to attack him, thus sparing their lives? Simple, because they weren't worth his time. And remember, as far as the Jedi are concerned, clones weren't people anyway. He was just waiting to get to lop someone up, especially after he got his ass handed to him by Count Dooku. He had a rep to uphold that he was the ruler of the Jedi, and therefore, the galaxy. Talk about pride, huh? Hypocrite. Takes it out on the guys without the magical powers every chance he gets. Gree, the Royal Guard, and the brave troopers of the 501st. The list of normal people that this little freak has chopped up goes on and on, but put him up against a fellow Force user, and he runs home licking his wounds every time. And what is that crazy backwards talking? I mean, honestly, there is no way seriously take him I could. I guess when you're the Jedi Master, you have to speak in tongues or something. Mace Windu should count his blessings that he got whacked when he did, before he ended up with a speech impediment. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View.
The following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View, all rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.
For more from me, go to www.adpov.net.